The pursuit of happiness is, until it isn't. If you're in trouble with the law, facing jail time, parole, probation, or sentencing, then stay tuned for Jail, Parole, Probation, Survival with Greg Harris. It may just save your life.
Good evening. Good morning, depending upon what type time zone you're in, what part of the country you're in, or what part of the world you're in. My name is Greg Harris, a.k.a. G. Black Whale, and I'm your host of the show. Name of the show is Jail, Parole, Probation, Survival, where we're talking about the perils of jail, the ins and outs, and not just the stories that I have, you know, and my perils that I had, my particular walks that I had to walk during incarceration, but the survival and the recovery of that as well. And just want to welcome you to the show and thank anyone for listening live. We're streaming BBS Radio One, and you can go to my page and link up with me. And just to let you know, we are live, and I'm on an outside location in Los Angeles. It's a beautiful day here, so you may hear an ambulance or two, because it's a very active city and a lot's going on this weekend. But as I said, we're streaming live on BBS Radio. You can go to my page as well, bbsradio.com/JPPS, and link up with me on the various social media sites and so forth, Instagram. And I love all this stuff, so I do everything I can to respond and post whatever I can out here in Los Angeles, showing my most of my daily travels, because I get to see a lot of stuff out here. So, yeah, I want to welcome you to the show again, as I said. And the name, Jail, Parole, Probation, Survival, one of the key words out of that group of words, being survival. And just want to, I'd like to pay my condolences to Anthony Bourdain. I love his show on CNN. He literally took us around the world, you know, showing us food and places and things. And, you know, I like new stuff, as well as Kate Spade. I don't know too much about her line, but I just want to send my condolences to her family and fans and friends, and, you know, and just make mention of that, because that word survival in my heading of the show, I mean, it's needed, not just jail, parole, probation, going through those things, but in life, period. And because, you know, it's like, I mean, what would they think? I mean, you know, for me, I ask myself, what could he have been thinking? He's a guy that seemingly had everything and so forth. Me, I mean, lining it up to my own experiences, that's all I can do. Those are the only ones I have an account of. I've been in situations where I felt it would be okay to even have a thought to say, you know, F it. The heck with it. Any of that. But I got to say, by the grace of God, I never had that thought, not one day. It never looked that bad. So that was in there. Now, being that we're out here, and I mean, I was in there with nothing and nowhere, as well as no one. So, but, you know, I got to believe today that, looking back at all that, it was my belief that got me through those times in dealing with myself and my circumstances. Man, I got to say, because, I mean, that's deep to say, I mean, being out here with everything, because the first thing a person that doesn't have everything will look at, in my opinion anyway, it's like, oh, damn, he had everything, right? Which is right. So, okay, to be out here in the free world with free reign to do anything and go everywhere what are you thinking? What's the problem? You know, what's the problem? What do you need to survive? What's chasing you? What's haunting you? What's giving you these thoughts, these ideas to take yourself out? So that, you know, that survival, I mean, I just wish, God knows, I just wish that he had some type of survival tactics that he could have combated that, you know, with as well as the young lady, anyone else that's under that. And that goes back, as I said, to living in the outside world today, survival. And as I said before, in my opinion, in my belief, I believe that it was that I have belief. And I said it just like that on purpose, because for me, whatever my belief is, whatever your belief is, that's what it is. It's not me to question whatever your belief is, because in my opinion, everything seems to work from what I've seen. And I see people every day and have been seeing people for 64 some odd years. And it's like everything seems to work to me. I mean, I know Jewish people, I know Islamic people, I know Christian people, I know, you know, Indians, I know Indians, I know, I mean, so, and everything seems to work. So, I mean, it doesn't matter whatever the person's, you know, want to choose or whatever, you know, whatever route that they're taking to get that belief, you know, that they have in order, that's clicking and working for them, that they can live with and use and utilize every day in their life. As long as that's working, I'm good. That's good. I'm happy for them. Because, I mean, just the other day, my friend slash manager, who's a beast of a guy, knowledgeable about many things, Yeah, Greg, you know, we just want to get, you know, when we just get to there and then we go there. I'm like, yeah, because I want to get over there. I want to get there and there. I mean, I feel that majority of us, if not all of us, are trying to get somewhere in life, doing something, you know, whatever exploit it is, whatever desire you have. I mean, trying to get somewhere. So, but I had to ask him at that exact moment, quickly, where are you now? Well, how are you? How are you right now? You know, because that's really where the belief set in. Because I mean, I aspire to do things, you know, and to I reach out, you know, and do things. I'm very creative and I love it and I'm grateful for it. But I always check myself because I can see up, I can see where I'm going. It's right up there. But I always check myself as to where, look at where you're at right now, this second, you know, this moment, because this is the part of the story that you're in right now. How you feeling? How you doing today? How you doing right now, Greg G? This is what I question myself with, because I need to check in to make sure. So I won't live in I'm trying to get up there. I don't want to live up there while I'm living right here, if you follow me. Because then I'm out of pocket. Not saying that I'm not liking it to the suicide that took place. I'm just saying for me, it's like I try to stay where I'm at in the now. And that's sort of cliche is after saying it. That's, I've heard it before, but in the now. But I do, actually. Because a day at a time, I mean, I love that cliche as well. I love that saying because it's so real and so useful if you apply it. Because at times I had to live not just a day at a time, I had to live an hour at a time. Because I don't know if these guys want to kill the guys look like me, and me as well as me. Everything looked like me. You see, under that thumb. So I'm doing it an hour at a time. There's been times I had to live in half an hour at a time. You know, in the bowels of Folsom. It was just, everything was gray. And everything's gritty and everything's low. Everybody's moving real low. But you got to move because you got to eat. You got to get around. You got to work out. You got to see, you know, your partner's over here that lives way across town, which is across the yard. So you got to get out. You got to go to the store. You got to function. You got to go to work. If you're jailing, you know, that's the term that's used in there. If you're jailing, ING, or dot, 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 whichever you like, because that's what you have, this continuous thing. You have to, it's a continuous lifestyle. You have to adapt. So I stayed in the now in there. I can remember that. Especially now I can remember it. Looking back, I think about it. And I apply that to here these days, today, because that's how you stay, I mean, out of your own way, in my opinion. Mentally out of your own, mentally out of your way. So, again, I got to say, how are you today? You know, I mean, in my opinion, it's a good question to ask because those are, the days that we're living in right now. It's another opinion I have about it is like seemingly you have to like create your own happiness, not create your own happiness, but you have to create happiness. If you have to create, you have to create happiness. If happiness is what you desire, put it that way. So if happiness is what you desire, and just looking at it, I can look at someone else being happy. I'm like, shit, I want some of that. So if happiness is something you desire, you may not even have it right now. But if it's something you desire, because I've been in time back to jail. I was in jail, but I desired. I thought of the days when I got out. I knew some of the things I'm doing right now, I knew that I would be doing then. Back then, I knew it. But I had to stay in the now then to make it to now, you see, to this day. So you may not even be happy, but you like to be. So you may have to create it, is what I'm saying. Without saying like, because I don't want to get confused or anything, but you just may have to create your own happiness. Now I'm going to say it that way. But I don't want to mean it that way. Oh, you have to create your own happiness. No. Because my thinking, it's like this. You can create happiness with another. Being in love and having a gleeful feeling together. But still, you have to create the happiness, even if you do it together. So that's what I mean. You have to create happiness. So even if you don't have it, but it's something you desire and you want to aspire to, that's something to look down the road and check. See what you got down there. But that's based on a belief system, not a spooky, spooked up, I see ghost type of thing. I'm saying it's just based on believing in something that you don't see. So I'm not saying literally looking down the road and seeing something, but in your mind's eye, in your own imagination, you can do it because that's where all this stuff is anyway. Everything that's not created, that will be created, that's held up in the imagination, somebody's. So it's cool. So that's healthy. So the imagination is cool. And if you're using it in there, it's like, look, the reason why I say this, we're living this tough times we're in right now to a lot of people. Now, I'm saying that because generally looking and generally speaking and generally reading, that's the tone. But it's not so tough for me, I got to be honest with you. But I can speak on it because I see it. I get it. I feel it. I recognize it. I'm a part of it every day. I listen to people. I talk to people every day, many people. So the thing is in my opinion, like not to try to tell anyone or so much. I mean, you can get schooled or laced or, taught or whatever if you're seeking. But I'm just talking basically about me and my experiences. And what I've discovered is, for me, if you believe in something, in yourself mainly, strong enough and enough, you can overcome anything. And I believe that includes just my opinion, depression, because, like I said, I've never had the thought of, committing suicide, even while incarcerated, or taking myself out. But I qualify for it, to think about it, to be depressed. I just didn't, but I qualified for it. So I can speak on it. And the reason, not only do I qualify for it, I know many others that have qualified for it. I know others that have qualified for it, that have thought about it and done it unsuccessfully. And then a few instances where, of course, it's jail. It has happened. The guy, he hung himself. Or whatever, shot drugs and, did OD on purpose. Just, turned purple and went out. So, I mean, he wanted to go out. I know he did. You can just tell. That's the way he did it. So, because his dad, he knew. See, when you know, you know. Those oops, so no mistake, no. He wanted to go out. So, I've experienced it. I've seen it, lived around it, witnessed it, so forth. And I just truly believe that, being that we're living in these tough times, as I said before, you know, we really have to hone in whatever, you know, your belief is. And in my opinion, like, I never got mad at the jail, you see? I never got mad at the jail or the jailers. Never. I never took the mindset. And I know that, you know, what the laws are. Trust me, I read the book front and back. And then wrote some rules down on my own that I live by. So in there. So the thing is, I knew the score, meaning jailers versus inmates. For instance, martial law, depending on what level of security you're in, martial law comes on the street. By law, they can start taking people out in there. That's martial law. If you come to that, if you're in a high enough custody. So I knew the rule. I know what I'm up under. But I have to say, I never took on the everyday or the mask or the feeling in my heart or the me against them type of mindset. I never had. I know guys that have, and they probably had a right to. And then that's some guys just move that way. They think that's just the process. The thinking process. It's just where they're at. But thank God I never had to think like that or feel that way. So that was part of my survival, is how I viewed where I was. You know, just my what impression it had upon me. See? And so I guess what I was able to do is just create my own opinion about what I'm from day one, create my own opinion about where I was, because I was taught something a long time ago, Snake. And I have to say, it was an ex-wife who taught me. She says, I'm like, oh boy, I get to the halfway house, and the guy, like, oh man, he's saying this guy in here is no joke. He hates inmates, period. White, black, I don't give a damn. He's been a PO for the halfway house for 25 years. He's no joke. He's a hard knuckler. No, you know. Oh, man. So I'm talking to her. I don't know about this guy. Oh, really? Why? Yeah, what about him? Yeah, I'm repeating everything I heard that was told to me. How tough he is. And no, I can think of the guy's name. I won't say it, but I can just think of the guy's name. But she's like, well, she asked one question. And that was, well, have you met the man? No. And she got quiet. And so I got it. All right, well, I'm going to talk to you later. Hang up. And then when it was finally time for me to meet the guy wound up putting me everywhere I need. He was a mover and a shaker, I've come to find out. And he was aligned with this telemarketing room in Orange County, and I happened to be a whiz at telemarketing. So when he got me the job there, and then doing a time in the halfway house, we weren't supposed to have a bank account or any of that. Well, this guy, I made the company so much money, which in turn, I guess, made this guy so much money, because I made a bunch of money being an inmate. I stayed there all day. I was never at the halfway house. I never had to be, you know, just he would call me. And the guy allowed me to open two bank accounts. So, you know, I don't know. The same guy who they said that was, you know, he hated all inmates. And he was a 25-year veteran, you know, with the system, and he just hated everything. He was hard. But he and I, we were in business. He was okay with me, and I slid right through there. So, you know, just that taught me just to wait and just hold on, wait and see. Well, you wait and see. So that's, you know, what I do. Let me just see. Because, you know, back to the premise of the show, the purpose, main purpose of the show, if there's anyone out there that's going through a situation that's in the, you know, pre-sentencing era, what you're going through, or getting ready to go to court, or already, you know where they're going. It's like, for me, just wait and see, because I remember hearing the stories, getting ready to go to the big house, and the stories are like any stories. The stories fill you up. They paint a picture for you before you even got a chance to see it actually with your own eyes. See? So it's this big grave castle with Frankenstein and a few of his partners waiting. When you pull up on the great big gray bus, everything's gray, like I told you. But, you know, I looked at it another, being from Chicago, I've seen a lot of dismal stuff, not just because the entire Chicago's a beautiful city, always have been, actually, a lot of history. And I've got a chance at a young age to see it. I got around Chicago early on, 13, 14 years old, on the bus riding around. I had a job washing dishes. So I got a chance to see a lot of things, from the mob to politicians. So I got a chance to see Chicago early. I know what the city is. So I came out here. I was able to, you know when I'm looking at something, you know what I'm looking at. It helped, just that particular structure. But just the impression that you allow to go on your mind, that's not just jail or the impression someone may tell a person who's getting ready to go into jail, well, it's like this, like that. I was just using that, because that's what had happened to me. But in any instance, for anything, because another person's impression can make you, can make ghosts appear, not actual ghosts, but, things that's not actually there, that's not necessary. So you have to be, real, real cognizant, and just, in my opinion, I hate the word, but I got to use it here, careful of what you hear, what you listen to. You got to hear everything. Got ears and they work, but you got to be careful what you listen to, because if you take in too much of the wrong stuff, it starts, you begin to form an opinion based on that. And I don't mean to ramble about this, and hopefully I'm not. It's just that, back to creating your own happiness, or creating happiness, is so important, and that, in my opinion, it all evolves around how, not just what you're looking at, it's how you're looking at it. Because the view that I had, that I see not to this day, right now, and I'm okay. I was looking at a gray wall, you see, is what I'm saying. I was looking at a gray wall while I was viewing this, how I would like things, to be. So, and that's my... Like Ernest Hemingway said it best, courage is grace under pressure. And so while everyone else is losing their heads around me, I had to find a way to keep mine that I promised myself. And then I promised myself, and a lot has to do with being from Chicago. Just being the type of guy I am, I just can't see falling to the wayside like that. I just couldn't see it. So... yeah, that's my definition of courage, the same as his. Because, and like now, I liken that to these days. A lot of people, I see a lot of stuff on the streets of L.A. every day. I'm not into filming or videoing fights and arguments and putting them up like that. But I'll watch it. It does nothing for me, but I'll look at it. So the thing is, looking at like type of a frantic type time, and I view the haves as well as the have-nots on a daily basis. So I hear one part of the day, I may hear, yeah, it's tough, and gas is high. I'm a driver, okay? I don't have my own service, so I pay attention to gas prices. Gas is high, but I hear things like, yeah, it's tough, it's that. Economy, and then the same day, maybe half an hour later, it's all glitz and glitz. Everything's hunky-dory. Things fine. Everything's good. Way good. And getting better. Nothing's wrong. Not financially. No. The baby slipped and, bumped a little finger on the carriage or something. But no. Not financially, because this is another world. So, depending upon where you're at, because I know people from both sides of it, and I may have listeners, I'm sure I do, from both sides. It doesn't matter. Because back to the front of the broadcast, we're talking about Anthony Bourdain, seemingly he had everything, although he talked openly and honestly about his demons, you know, the drug use and so forth, which is no joke, but when you got money and you're using drugs, you can just keep using drugs. So just in my opinion, because I've known drug addicts who worked at General Motors. This is back in the 70s. Nodding on his front porch every day. Heroin, spiking it in his arm. Next day he's at work, General Motors. 20 years. So if you got money, if you got a couple bucks, Ray Charles lived with it. Rest in peace. You can live with an addiction. So I don't think that it's just that he talked about his drug addictions back. I don't think of it that at all. Because I said, with money, you can become a functioning drug addict. You know, not easily, but it's doable. So if you got enough money and enough space, it can get easy. But as I said, back to the word surviving, and I don't know about everyone else, but for me, I'm recovering every day from something. So it's like, and I'm okay with it because that's why I check with myself to see where I'm at right now. You have to ask yourself, how are you today? Not how you want to be, or what you're trying to get to, or you're getting ready to bend a corner or something. No, just where you are today. And it's just something I feel that, you know, we all should take time to look. It's like a good exercise, you know. It's like a good self-look exercise. But on another note, I have to say, because I had a burning desire earlier about, the temperature of the country, where they're, everything that's been going on. Especially with illegal immigration. And I just want to say to anyone out there that, you know, looking to, and I don't know who I'm speaking to, but anyone that may know someone or have a thought of just of doing like a lick, you know, or sting or come up or, you know, got a bright idea, taking a risk, you know, any type of hustler that's getting ready to put a move down or whatever. And I want to remind you, in case you haven't been paying attention, and my strongest opinion, I don't think this is a good time to risk getting put in jail. In fact, I know it's not. Now is not the time to catch a case or go to jail, any jail. And that's because of the illegal immigration sweep that's going on, especially out on the West Coast, but everywhere. Doesn't matter what jail, because what's going to happen, they're picking up so many people. Jails will start shopping out their space. They'll go, it's like Airbnb. It's like leasing an apartment, same thing. They'll lease out, like Texas, Oklahoma, they'll lease out their jail, man. They'll just lease it out. And it's just numbers. It's names, too, because, you know, illegal, they try to keep illegals together. But with the Fed system, trust me, I don't know, just the other day they said they're going to put so many hundred in the federal system. And I'll tell you, that's going to cause a little disturbance right there. Not to elaborate on it too much, but enough. Because everything is racist and racial. In jail. It's just the way it is. It lines up that way. So you got to know where to go. I was telling a guy, a client of mine, about the show we talked. I've been knowing the guy quite a while. And he's an exclusive guy. He's an exclusive guy. You know, he's very well off, does well. So anyway, he's saying, yeah, I'm going to listen to the show. I haven't heard it last week. Man, I love the show. I'm thinking. So, yeah, if I ever went to the jail, because it mixed, where would I go? I'm like, well, we laughed. Like, why don't just, you don't go, for one. But if you did, you probably have to line up with the brothers, because just the way he said, yeah, that's what I was thinking. If I ever had to go in there, because, you know, if I probably go to jail, it'd probably be the Fed, you know, being there. Whatever. I'm like, oh, boy. I like this guy's speak, but don't. So it's just a good laugh we had between us. And, now's not the time. No, not right now. Not right now. So whatever you're doing, just like anything else can be postponed, put on, you know, put on hold. Put it on hold for right now. Because God forbid, should something happen, you know, because that's the chance. Doing anything when you're breaking the law, it could happen. You just may get busted. You may get knocked. So if that happens, you got to go to one of those jails. You know, after hearing what I'm saying now, if you just got to do it, you'll think about this because you're going to see it. That's going to be the first thing you'll see, the influx. You'll see it, you'll feel it, and you'll know it. But you already know it, because I'm telling you now, before you have to experience it. And even if you don't have to experience it, you still know it. So it's just a good thing to know. So, yeah. But, yeah, anybody you know, whatever they're doing, however they're living, let them know, hey, put a hold on it for right now. It ain't safe. The coast ain't clear right now. It's bad. Not just like the place. The police are going to come get you. No, not saying it for that reason. I'm not here to deter. Well, I'm here to deter anyone from doing anything that you can avoid it. Going to jail is not a good place. But I'm saying it times 100 today because of the fact of the illegal immigration, the sweep that's going on. That's the reason why I'm saying it. So that's just another survive. See, that's a survival tactic. See, you survive and save your butt by not getting put through that situation or someone that you may know, alarm them, make them aware, so that won't be something they won't have to put themselves through, because that's a whole nother thing. Now you got the case that you're up against, and now you got to deal with this thing in there. So, and just dealing with the thing is going to supersede the case, because you got to survive for your life every day in one form or another. Because it's like, it's just, you know, so it's like, you know, like I was talking about the temperature out here being that, you know, it's a little cranky, right? So you can just multiply that, but like I said before, any number, or use your imagination. You don't have a number, any number. And you can just use that number times that, how it is in there, if it's cranky out here. So that's what I'm saying. So that's what you want to avoid with anyone you may know or love or care about that may be in their lifestyle or just, you know, may have some type of deal going or whatever, just, you know, an idea going or whatever. You can let them know that it's just not the time right now. The weather, the temperature is not good right now. The weather's not good. So that's what you'll be up against if you just got to do it. And I understand. But it's just a thing because, again, in my opinion, just that we have to create our own happiness. Sometimes it comes with great patience, because the reason why it's cool to have and very good to have great patience on this side, or if you are in life or considering on, you know, twisting or making a move or, you know, hitting a lick, you know, because they all work, or just coming up, it's because should, like I said, God forbid, right? But should something bad happen and you get busted, you're going to have to be patient in there, very, on different levels. You're going to have to be patient with the next person, not only patient with yourself in the time, you'll have to become patient with other people, or not. But you, if you want to survive, it's a thing. It's a thing. Now, your thing may be entirely, sure, probably will, entirely different from mine, but it still will be a thing. You'll have your own walk. But that part, when I'm talking about now's not the time part, everyone has to deal with. I don't give a damn who you are or who you think you are. If you go in there, you're going to have to deal with that. And Harvey Weinstein on down, doesn't even matter. Because it's an influx, you see. And so at the same time, a lot of people, other things, say jails across the country are going to make a lot of money, not just the jails that are on the stock exchange and, you know, trading, the private jails, but those as well. They're going to make money as well as the jail. The little, I told you, I had to go through Lubbock County to get to Big Spring down there where Barbara Walters did the Club Fed thing. We have to spend a night in Lubbock. They're going to up their rent or charge more or use their county or whatever other buildings that they have. They can stuff people in, illegals or whoever. They're going to do it. So it's going to be a lot of money generated behind it. It is a lot of money generated. Not that I'm right there with them and they're getting the check cut and I'm looking at, no, I just know the bodies. They can't, I mean, they don't have the space for them. And that's how the government is. They'll rent stuff out from, you know, if you know what you're doing, you're going to rent your jail. That's what they do. So it's just a body count. So, yeah, so for anyone that's, yeah, that need to hear that, then there you go. Yeah. Illegal immigration is going to do a big, big sweep and a big change in the system itself. It was something the other day I was listening to, not to switch real so fast, but Jaden Smith. I was looking at an Instagram that he had the other day where, as you say, he tied the school system into the prison system. You know, when he mentioned long hallways and the bells and, you know, when you can go to the recreation yard, I guess, yeah, and how to respect authority figures. So for just a number of things that he mentioned, and I thought about it, and I was like, wow, that is something. But I never gave it that much thought to go back like that. I mean, that's a view. That's his view. And once I read it, I was like, I identified with it. You know, I was able to see it. And that's just something because everything's a route of some sort. You take some type of route. You have to get on it first. So you have to get on that route or route, you know, whatever part of the country you're in. But I don't know where their route at. But route, if you take that particular route and it may lead you on this street. It's just no joke. But another thing that I want to make mention of that really caught my attention, it caught the country's attention, that I just think is the biggest thing out there, being an old Fed guy myself, is the fact that Trump, through the likes of Kim Kardashian, was able to free and release the Lady Alice Johnson from federal prison. That's huge. That's huge. And we know who she supports. So, and you can't blame her. And I do not blame her. She's 21 years under her belt. Hey, I'd like to welcome her to the show if I could. Because that's amazing. That's huge. That's only in America stuff. Right there. I mean, I loved it when I saw it. It was like breaking news, still breaking for me, because what it shows, like I say, only in America, it shows the power, and people don't want to look at it. And, you know, for whatever reason, I got to look at what I see. I don't have a choice because it's right there. And let me tell you what I see. Because I'm going to tie it in. Yeah, the Alice Johnson getting released from federal custody with a life top. See, in other words, I'm doing life today. I'm at home and I'm not broke because as soon as she walked out that gate, she was paid. Because everybody wanted to talk to her. Everyone wants her on the show. So the minute she crossed the threshold from incarceration to freedom, she's a rich woman. Without the check, without the first offer, she's a rich woman, period. Walking across the threshold, okay. Just being associated in between the two names, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, and Kim Kardashian. Between those two names, you're wealthy. unless they're denying, yo, we don't know it. No, they're not doing that. So between, if you fall between those two names, you're wealthy. This is what it is. This is America, and that's what it is. They're going to make you wealthy. You cannot be wealthy. You can't, yeah, I don't want it. No. You can't help it. It's just going to happen. So back to my manager friend again, who's an elderly gentleman, very sharp, right? Lovely guy. I quickly asked him, the same time we were talking about, how are you today? I asked him, hey, you've been following what's going on with the Drake Pusha T beef? You know, being I'm an artist, so I love that stuff. And he, yeah. I'm like, what? He said, yeah. And he's probably smiling right now. I know he is. But I'm like, oh, yeah. I said, well, let me tell you something. So I'm going to stop that story and start this one over. What I mentioned to him was, been getting back to Alice Johnson, the lady who was released from federal prison, Kim Kardashian and Donald Trump, is that with the Pusha T and Drake beef going on, which stems and links over to Kanye West and Jay Prince down there in Houston. Shout out to my guy. It's only one thing. I mean, in life, they teach you, choose your battles wisely. Right? Now, this is a rap game. It gets tough. I'm out here on the West Coast. People have been killed out here because behind words and other things. So that's where I'm at. So it happens. So it's not just a thing like, they're just talking, they care. Yeah, it may be crazy, but it's something that can actually happen. It's the real world, right? Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars are involved in emotions and heaven knows what else. But so choose your battles wisely. So you got the Drake camp and you got the Kanye and Pusha T camp. Now, I look at it like this. Kim Kardashian went to the White House, talked to Trump, and a day to a day and a half later, a black woman was released from federal prison after having a life top released. Well, I saw her on TV. Walked right across the road to her family and husband after she met with Trump. A day later, she was out. Now we're doing the paperwork. It'll be a week, and just wait at the bay right here, and we're going to call you and buzz the door. No, she was out. That's huge. The government with a life top, life sentence. So, back to the Pusha T Kanye, which is a great album. I love it a lot. And then, in fact, he even mentioned my brand of apparel that I have in his rap. So I love it. Love it. I love it. Love the whole album. But back to the point. So the Pusha T and Kanye camp against the Drake camp and my man Jay and whoever else he has over there. So the Kanye camp, here's a man, his wife went to the president to have a black woman released from federal prison with a life top. I don't give a damn how many years she's been down. It don't matter in the feds. They don't care about that. And she was released a day to a day and a half. I think it was the next day she was released. So I got to say to Drake and his camp, you want to go up against that? I mean, back to what I was saying, you have to choose your battles wisely. You should anyway. Oftentimes we don't. But you want to go up against that, whatever that is, you know, it's not about who you like and who you love and who you dislike. It's not about that. It's about power, because that's the name of the game in this country. Name of the game in this country, not money. Money make you rich. And you get enough of it, you get to a point of being powerful, but you have to, it's who you know here. That's the name of this game. So that's power. We know that now. You want to go up against that? I wouldn't. That'd be stupid. I just saw you. I just saw your wife, Kanye, get the black lady out the feds. That's what I saw. I saw your wife get the black lady out the feds with a light top. and change her life. She changed her life for her. I saw that. That's powerful. That's bigger than Meek Mill's, but that's big too. That's huge too. I'm not taking nothing from that one. That was a big, same camp. That was huge too. But this is huge. And you sent your wife, who, to say I'm out here, I'm in L.A., everyone, who I know cares for him. I know it. No one has to tell me. I'm here. And you want to go up against that? Hell, no wonder the guy didn't say anything back. You don't have to. You don't have to say anything. So I had to inject that into the show because, number one, I'm a fan and, you know, I'm a musician as well as an artist myself. I love music. I love creating. I love writing, all that. And from what I'm told and what I believe as well, pretty good at it, especially for an old veteran. But that, I mean, that should be the sealer. No one's going to say that outright, probably, but that should be the sealer because that's power, man. That's power. That's complete power. When you can go to the president and have something done in a day, something big. You can take a person that's like just, I mean, just you're left for dead, man. You're dead with a life top. You're doing life. You've been down 21. You didn't think you were going anywhere, did you? On 20, did you? No. Okay. Well, you've been probably feeling dead for a while. So, and all of a sudden, everything's turned upside down. Not just you're out, free. I'm going to just use the word. You're rich. I know you are. And you should be, because you have a story to tell, a story of Kim Kardashian, President Trump story, number one. But someone's out there, Netflix, they got all the money in the world. She has a story to tell. So that involves all that. So, yeah, that's just, you know, and be in jail. So to survive the way she survived in itself. So that's just a big number. That's a lot of power. Look like it has tentacles. It can reach different places. I wouldn't want to go up against it. I don't have, you know, necessarily have to be his friend, but just don't have to. Why would you want to shake and rattle that cage? So, yeah, just leave him alone because his wife loves him, right? Know a few people. For right now, things may change later, but for right now, she knows a few people. And that goes to us. It's all about who you know. And of course, the money's, hey, Tony Montana told you. First you get the money, then you get the power. So the power is something that's less ladder. That's something people with money, everyone with money doesn't have power. Case in point, I've denied driving people with money because, man, okay, the money's good. But just, I don't want to do it. You know, just not just the wrong vibe, everything. Just it's not right for me, not for me to, you know, render my services. So that power is another substance, you know, and it moved things quickly. That's how power, it's what's rebuilding and refurbishing Los Angeles, Chicago, New York. Not just money, it's power. Because it's money, you can't even see money. If you can see money, then you know it's not money. You can't see money today. Money's only numbers. You don't see it. That's what I went to the federal prison for. Numbers. A lot of them. So it's not about just money. So everything you see on the videos and everything, the money, that's why the little fella in This Is America, Gambino, said about the stacks, it's illegal. Because it is. 100 bands, 100 bands, 100 bands. That's, you know, that's contraband. He said 100 bands, 100 bands, 100 bands. He said that's contraband. Because that's contraband, having that much money and you haven't paid taxes on it. You may be going to the Fed. So yeah, that's another thing. 100 band, 100 band, 100 band. Where'd you get it from? See, because oftentimes guys with drug cases go to the feds behind not paying the taxes on the money that they made. Not just the feds, especially if they don't find the drugs. So it's like, damn, okay, where'd you get the $100 million or whatever you got over here? So the $100 bands, you know, that's what you're chasing, looking at that. Then just catching you with the $100 band is a federal case. See? Because Sam didn't get his off the $100 band. You have to give Sam his. Then you can put the $100 band everywhere in everybody's face. That's what you want to do. But just to have it like that is bogus. So cash is not what it's king still, you know, still king. But it's not real. It's not real because they can make it fake, just like the numbers are not real, but it's more. You got places here in Los Angeles, just to tighten it even more, they got places here in Los Angeles that will only accept a card or tap from your phone or look from your eye or wherever you got, you know, whatever you got the chip. That's the only thing they'll accept because they only accept cash, period. So that says something about cash. It's just something to look at. Not nothing to panic about. Like, oh, the cash, you're taking it away. No. If they do, then I don't know. That's what they're not going to do. But the thing is, it's like catching you with too much cash. I mean, I've met many of guys in there who are in there just for that one reason. You know, above the means, too much money, cash, this, that, no tax. Okay, there you go. Because you have to show proof. Make this make sense. Basically, in essence, is what it says. So, just that. So, that's power. And I love the stuff because I love seeing it for what it is and paying attention to what they're doing. Because for me, that's a great impression for me, you know, when I see it for what it really is. I'm not looking at who and all. I'm not getting caught up emotionally because I'll say something back or feel something back. Emotionally, if I get caught up in it emotionally, he did what? No, I don't want to do it. So I'm not. So I, you know, thank God I don't have that like that. So, and I can infuse you with some of that, then good, because it's just emotional state at replying or to anything, whether you're thinking or what it's saying, whatever you're doing, action. Replying emotionally, that never works. That never works because you're saying what you feel. Like, oh, that's how you feel? Yeah, you're saying what you feel. But no, now it's time to think. Think about it. Big difference between the two. Killings get a whole lot of people in trouble. Jumping out there because you're feeling something. Oh, I feel it. Okay. Might not be a good thought. Might not be a good idea. But if you're feeling it, okay, go ahead. See, so to feel with a response, to respond with a feeling, rather, to respond to anything with a feeling. You did what? To respond to anything with a feeling instead of, what do you mean? Because it means the same thing. You did what, and what do you mean means the same thing, but it's just the way, you know, putting it out there. So to respond with an emotion, it's like, you know, something to check. And I mean, you get people that's how road rage happens. The person responds. In my opinion, it's like for me with road rage, I found that I should be the most patient person on the world because there's enough mad ass people out here, hot. It's, and they have enough mad, angry people riding around, gritting. So let me take back. And watch you. Let everybody go. Plus, here's another one. The reason why I do that, I let everyone go, is because I don't know what you're on, what you're thinking, or who you're attached. You just don't know who people are attached to. You don't know who knows who or what's what. You just don't know. Because you're in your car. So that's what you know. You know that. It's the only thing you know. You don't know what's going on over there in that vehicle or what's going on beyond that vehicle that he's attached, she's attached to. And you don't know if you want to find out. So that's something to think about. So just let it go up front early. Because you don't know. And if I can add to anyone, to any, being a driver, if I can add to that, use three mirrors out there, people, when you're driving. Use three mirrors out there. But I'm going to wind this down because I'm coming to the end of my hour. But before I do that, I want to thank everyone for taking time out of your day and out of your life to listen to me. And I'm most highly appreciative of it. Hey, I'm just a regular guy trying to do something different that I feel that can assist somebody, you know, and help me along in the process, because we're all just traveling, you see. So tell a friend, share and like, go to the page and link up with me. Listen to the music. Doesn't cost you anything. Go to Spotify, G, Blackwell, or Apple. Listen to the music. Tell me what you think, because it's big. That's huge to me. And care about yourself and who around you, and take care of each other out there. Hopefully I'll have you with me next week again. Be blessed.
Tune in live every week to Jail, Parole, Probation, Survival with Greg Harris on BBS Radio Station 1 on Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And don't forget to connect with Greg on your favorite social media platform. He's there. To find out more, go to bbsradio.com/JPPS. We're glad you did.